Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. It was a great weekend of baseball, and it was a really good weekend if you were a visiting team. So out of the 15 matchups that took place over the weekend, two of those started on Thursday for a four-game series. So altogether, there were 406 total runs scored over the weekend series. 227 of those were scored by visiting teams, and 179 of those were scored by home teams. So the visiting teams had a plus 48 run differential over the weekend. On Thursday, the visiting team scored 14 runs to the home team's 7. On Friday, they scored 68 runs to the home team's 48. On Saturday, they scored 62 runs to the home team's 51 runs. And on Sunday, they scored 83 runs to the home team's 73 runs. So on Thursday, they had a plus 7 run differential. On Friday, a plus 20 run differential. On Saturday, a plus 11 run differential. And on Sunday, a plus 10 run differential. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all of the runs, the total number of runs scored were greater by the visiting team. But looking at what really matters is the victory. So on Thursday, the visiting teams had 2 victories to the home team's 0 victories. On Friday, it was the home team that took it with a slight edge. The home teams won 8 of the possible 15 matchups. So the home teams went 8-7. But on Saturday, the visiting teams really had a good day, and they went 10-4 on the 14 total matchups that took place. And on Sunday, they went 9-7 on the matchups that took place. So looking at all the runs scored and the victories by the visiting teams, obviously it makes sense that the visiting teams were more successful in their weekend series victories. There was one sweep, and that was by a visiting team. The San Diego Padres were in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates, and they swept the Pirates in a 3-game series. But the rest total of it was the visiting teams won 11 out of the possible 15 total matchups. So visiting teams went 11-4 in the weekend series victories. On Friday, there were 6 teams that scored 1 run in their loss and 4 teams that were shut out in their loss. So it was a little bit more day for the pitching. Hashinobu Yamamoto went for the Dodgers, and he went 6 innings, 1 hit, 0 runs, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. And Hunter Green from the Cincinnati Reds went 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 12 Ks. On Saturday, we saw 2 grand slams, one from Matt Chapman of the San Francisco Giants, and a walk-off grand slam from Kyle Stowers of the Miami Marlins. On Sunday was a little bit of a unique day for offensive stats. There were 1,102 total at-bats, and of those total at-bats, there were 300 hits. So that brought the average to 272, which is a collective for all the games played, a really high average. Usually it's around 230, 240, 250 would even be pretty good, but a significant increase on Sunday for the average with a 272 clip. So an offensive production day. There were 249 total strikeouts. So again, it is a more rare thing when you have more hits than strikeouts. And there were plus 51 more hits than strikeouts on Sunday. 216 of the possible 300 hits were for a single, so that was a 72% clip for the number of hits being a single, which is a higher than normal percentage. 46 doubles, 15.3%, dropped it just a little bit. There were 6 triples, so right around 2%, which is pretty much average, and 32 total home runs out of those 300 hits, which was a 10.7%, and that was a little bit lower than average with the number of hits on that day, but a high average and a lot of singles were hit on Sunday. And if you watched the Kansas City at Baltimore Orioles game, you saw a lot of home runs. Kansas City and Baltimore played, and there were 11 total home runs in that game on Sunday. 7 of those by the Royals, 4 of those by the Orioles. And of those 11 home runs, 10 of those were solo home runs. So an exciting day in Camden on Sunday. A lot of home runs hit, just a lot of offense. So that was probably a really fun game to watch, especially if you're a Kansas City Royals fan. So let's talk about two AL West teams. The first one is the Seattle Mariners. They are 16-4 in their last 20 games, and they are just hot right now. And the league leader of home runs is not Aaron Judge. It is Cal Raleigh from the Seattle Mariners, who leads the league with 12 total home runs. And they're doing it kind of in a weird way. They're average at their offensive production right now. They're just middle of the road, kind of average in their offensive stats. And even as good as their pitching staff is, they aren't, you know, at the top of the league in pitching stats and really leading that league. But they're doing just enough, and they're doing the most important thing, and it's getting victories. So Seattle Mariners leading the AL West, and they are hot right now. The Athletics are 19-16 and second place in the AL West, only a couple games behind the Mariners. They are 7-3 in their last 10. And if you would have told Athletics fans on May 5th that their team would be even above 500, three games above 500, and only a couple games back of the division in the AL West, I think that would be a little bit surprising. So they're probably the surprise right now that I'm seeing with these teams. Like, just a good story for the Athletics, and they're doing it with offensive production. They are fourth in hits with 303. They are ranked sixth in home runs with 45. They're ranked ninth in all of baseball with their average at 254. And they are ranked fourth in the fewest number of strikeouts at 260. So they're not striking out a ton, which is obviously going to help out their offensive production. And they are dead last in stolen bases with 14 total stolen bases, 30 out of 30 teams. But that's okay. They are three games above 500, and they are still alive in the AL West. So good for the Athletics. I'm really happy to see that. I've always kind of liked the Athletics, and I think they have one of the best color combos and, you know, that kind of that old school A that they have is just a great logo. So really happy for the Athletics, and we'll see if they can continue the hot trend that they're on right now. A couple odd things, and one of that involves the Athletics, but the Athletics and the Cleveland Guardians are both second place in their respective divisions, but they're the only two teams out of the six divisions who are ranked second, or who are in the standings second place, but have a minus run differential. So the Athletics are 19-16, again, still above 500, second place in their division, but they've scored 150 total runs, and they've given up 172 total runs, so they have a minus 22 run differential. And the Cleveland Guardians are second place in the AL Central with a record of 20-14. They've scored 131 runs and given up 154 runs, so they have a minus 23 run differential. And again, only two teams that are in second place in their division and above 500 that have that run differential being in the negative. So kind of interesting there, but, you know, it's not hurting them right now in the record. And obviously that could be skewed from some games that were high scoring or low scoring games, but just an interesting stat there for the Athletics and the Guardians. And the San Diego Padres are the only team in baseball who has given up less than 100 runs. They've given up 95 total runs on the season. And then the next second place team is the New York Mets, who have given up 112 total runs on the season. So they have a minus 17 runs given up differential between that second place New York Mets team. So San Diego Padres still have not given up triple digits in the runs department. That'll probably change by the end of this week. But for now, San Diego Padres, only team who have not given up more than 100 runs. Until next time, enjoy the baseball, and we'll catch you later.